Hello. This podcast comes to you today from Cleveland, Ohio, sponsored by Scrambling Science. Today's topic is balancing redox reactions. Now that we are able to determine oxidation states, we are able to balance redox reactions. Traditionally, this is the first topic in AP chemistry that is totally new. However, the College Board has reworked their syllabus and has de-emphasized balancing redox equations. We are still going to take a look at them because it clarifies some aspects of redox, especially the more difficult ones. Remember that we said that although we talk about oxidation and reduction as if they were two completely separate processes, they always must be happening in unison. This is very evident when balancing redox equations. What this means is that we are going to split each equation in half, a reduction half and an oxidation half. They will be balanced individually and then recombined at the end. Also, it makes quite a bit of difference if the reaction is taking place in either acidic or basic medium. How do you know which one, you ask? Well, sometimes they will actually just come out and tell you. Other times, there is a known acidic or basic species in the problem. In other words, if the reaction is swimming in sulfuric acid, then we can be confident that it is in acidic medium. Let's walk through a more basic redox problem. Each step will be explained as we go. So our example is going to be MnO4-1, the permanganate ion, plus iron plus 2 yields iron 3 ion, Fe plus 3, plus manganese plus 2, and it is in acidic medium. We split this into a reduction and an oxidation, which are usually termed the reduction half reaction and the oxidation half reaction. We will do the reduction half reaction first. After we determine the oxidation states for each atom in the equation, we see that the manganese is being reduced. So our half reaction is going to look like this. For the reduction, it's going to be the permanganate ion, the MnO4-1, arrow Mn plus 2. We haven't included anything else. We're focusing on what is being reduced. Manganese goes from plus 7 to plus 2. So the first step, since the atoms of manganese are balanced, we then balance the oxygen by adding water. That means four water molecules on the product side, because MnO4-1 contains four oxygen atoms. So the number of water molecules will equal the oxygens found on the other side. Our equation becomes MnO4-1 yields Mn plus 2 plus 4 water molecules. Our second step, we add hydrogen ions to the other side to balance the hydrogen that we had to add in the water. We need to add 8 hydrogen ions to the reactant side to balance the 8 hydrogen atoms in water. So our equation now looks like 8 hydrogen ions plus the permanganate ion yields the manganese ion, Mn plus 2 plus 4 water molecules. The third step, we need to balance according to charge. Total up the charges on each side and then add electrons so the charges balance. Remember that redox is about changing charges on atoms. The reactant side is plus 7, and the product side is plus 2. So we need to add 5 electrons to the reactant side. So we get 5 electrons, 5 E-1s, plus 8 hydrogen ions, plus the manganese ion yields, the permanganate ion, sorry, yields the manganese ion plus 4 waters. Our fourth step. Do a quick check to make sure all atoms and charges are balanced. If they are, we go to the other half reaction, which is the reduction, which is the oxidation. So the oxidation half reaction is iron plus 2 yields iron plus 3. Iron goes from plus 2 to plus 3. It is not unusual at all not to have to add any species nor to find oxygen or hydrogen on a half reaction. We just happily go on our merry way and balance the charge, which in this case is by adding 1 electron to the product side to give us. Fe plus 2 yields Fe plus 3 plus 1 electron. Notice that the electrons are always going to be found on opposite sides of the arrows. This makes sense if you think about it. Oxidation is loss of electrons, so we would expect to find electrons on the product side. Reduction is a gain of electrons, so they are picking up the electrons lost by the oxidized species. We now have two half reactions and we need to put them together. First, we need to analyze them, but putting them next to each other gives us the reduction reaction that we've had from above and the oxidation half reaction from above. Let's think about it. Does it seem right that we are only losing one electron but gaining five in this reaction? Of course not. We need to balance the charge. We do this by simply finding the lowest common multiple of the number of electrons and make them equal. So we have a 5 and a 1. The lowest common multiple is 5. So the reduction gets multiplied by 1. In other words, it stays the same. And the oxygen gets multiplied by 5 to become 5 Fe plus 2 yields 5 Fe plus 3 plus 5 electrons. Note, always check to see if the number of electrons being oxidized is equaling the number of electrons being reduced. They must equal. Our final step, it is to combine the two half reactions and cancel out anything that is found on both sides. The electrons will always be canceled out, and often water will be as well. We now get to the following. 8 H plus 8 hydrogen ions plus permanganate ion plus 5 Fe plus 2 ions yields manganese plus 2 plus 5 Fe plus 3 plus 4 waters. One last check to verify everything is balanced. We have 8 hydrogens on each side, a manganese, 4 oxygens, 5 irons. So everything's balanced. It's balanced according to charge, and we're all set to go. Something peculiar happens when we try to balance a redox reaction in basic solution. It is easiest to start it off as if it is in an acidic solution and then compensate for it at the end. Sounds difficult, doesn't it? On the class website, this podcast will be reproduced on a PowerPoint so you can see the reactions better. I will also include balancing a redox reaction in basic solution in detail. Remember that balancing redox reactions is not a major part of the AP syllabus anymore. I hope you enjoyed today's podcast and found it entertaining and educational and helped you with your understanding of balancing redox reactions. Remember that you can get more information on this topic from the class website, or you can always send me a note on either Facebook or via email. Refer back to this topic when needed, courtesy of Scrambling Science.